The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. A special welcome to our school faculty. They have their faculty retreat today for the beginning of a new school year, which commences next Monday. And because of that, so I have to give a talk at every one of these little retreats, and I didn't work on it this weekend, so I did it this morning, so it's going to shorten my homily. So relatively brief thought, and focusing on St. Clair. A few nights ago, I had dinner with a family. And during the conversation, the mother of the family, she says, "Father, you know, there's something I want to ask, something I need clarification on." She says, "I don't understand how if someone loses their spouse, if someone's spouse dies, how can they get married again? Isn't marriage eternal?" And I explain what we all know by faith, what our Lord says, is that marriage is an earthly reality. That in heaven, we do not have a spouse, because God himself fulfills everything that we seek in marriage in this life. He gives us all the love we desire, the joy, the freedom, the peace. Now, of course, different saints have said in their visions of heaven that the love that we have in this life that we share with another person, that love is intensified in heaven. Right, we will be more intimately close to all of our loved ones in heaven than we were in this life. But we won't share marital union in heaven. St. Clair's life is such a profound reminder of this. When she snuck away to become a religious, to join St. Francis, she had to sneak out in the middle of the night because her parents were opposed to it. And when Francis and one of the other friars went to her home to find her, she came out in a wedding dress, totally decked out as a bride would be on the day of her wedding. Hair done, the shoes, the dress, everything. Because she was going to give her life in union with Christ. She was giving him her virginity. She was eloping with God. Which is what the life of every religious is to remind us of. We are choosing to live this way in earth in preparation for eternal union in heaven that every single one of us was made for. It's one of the reasons why religious wear a habit, so that we recognize them visually. And every time we look at them, it should be a reminder, okay, gosh, they're living for something that is not of this world. And it's actually something that every single one of us was made for. I'm reading one of the works of John of the Cross right now. And almost every single time he refers to Christ, he uses the title, the bridegroom. Whose bridegroom? Yours, mine, every single human soul. We were made to be one with him in a marital union that is not physical, but spiritual, for all eternity. I was just reading a work of our Holy Father Pope Francis, and I close with this. He said, God asks everything of us because He gives everything to us. And that is spousal love. He asks everything because He gives everything. And every time we receive our Lord in Holy Communion, it's a celebration of that love.